What's up, guys? Welcome to East West Beats. I hope everyone's doing phenomenal in this coronavirus pandemic. I am certainly doing all right, making some YouTube videos, making tutorials, making new music. I am also trying to produce more using different type of samples and just trying different tricks to see how I can step up my production game. I would also love to hear what you guys are doing, so head over to my Instagram or Facebook or a Facebook private page and also my YouTube to let me know what you guys are doing. I would love to hear from you guys what you guys are doing, and let's get into it. All right, guys, so today's first story is Logic Pro X. If you guys follow my YouTube channel, you know that I use Logic Pro X and I absolutely love the DAW. I've been using it since 2008, and ever since, I can't think of another DAW that I want to use. I've tried Studio One, I've tried Cubase, I've tried Reason, I've tried Pro Tools, I've tried FL Studio, Ableton Live, but I keep going back to Logic Pro. And I think the great thing is that you can use Logic Pro X free for 90 days, guys. I think, and you get the full feature. You get the whole 40 or 50 gigabyte sound library, all the loops, Alchemy that it comes with, which is a great synth. So if you have been trying or wanting to try Logic Pro and just couldn't find the money, this is the right time to do it. And a shameless plug, if you need tutorials, I have a YouTube channel, which is, I would say, majority Logic Pro X tutorials on how to make beats in there. Also, another company is announcing free trial of their DAW as well. That's Ableton Live Suite. That's right, the Suite, which is the most expensive offering that they offer. And it has, I mean, every single type of synth, reverb, delay, compression, samples that you could ask for to start producing music. So get on over to either Apple's App Store or Ableton Live's website to download the free demos for 90 days, guys. 90 days, that's more than any other company that offers them. Also, another news that surfaced recently, and this was a photo that was leaked, that Logic Pro X is announcing probably a new feature, maybe an upgraded version, where you have the capability of doing a loop playback. And now this feature is already on the iPad GarageBand, where you can load and trigger clips, kind of similar to how you do it in Ableton Live, where you have a bunch of sounds and loops loaded up, and then you can trigger them back and forth, and you can also record that performance, as you can say. So I'm very excited to see how that plans out in Logic Pro X's interface, how that shows up in their interface. I've used it in Ableton, but at least for my taste, it's only as good as the kind of loops you choose and only good for putting ideas together. But when you need to kind of do that micro manage of the production of the arrangement, you really need the session view. But Logic already has a good session view. So I can see that being a really good creative tool. And especially for somebody who's new, I think this is going to be a great addition, great way to start off in Logic Pro X. So I am actually excited to see how that turns out. Well, that's it for this week's edition, or this edition of my podcast at East West Beats. Hope you guys found this bite-sized digest helpful and you get to try some of the DAWs that we talked about. If you guys like the content, make sure you go on my YouTube channel and support it. Go on my Instagram, Facebook, and support it. And if you know somebody who's a music producer, please share the content with them. And I'll see you guys at the next one.